Hi, this is Tom.
Hi, this is Charlie.
Yeah, nice.
I heard your voicemail, and I tried calling you back, but
I reached another lady.
Yeah, that was my representative, because I was on the phone, so they didn't want it to go to, they didn't want you to just go to my voicemail, so they answered just to let you know that I was a little ocupado at the time.
yeah.
So, you ready to get started here?
Yes.
Okay, I just want to make sure I have everything correct for you. I have this simple made, maintenance made simple. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. Let me see here really quickly, actually. Okay. And then, hon, what's your business address that you operate out of?
Right now, we just use 3004. Do you have that?
Oh. Yep, 3004.
51st Street.
Is it 51ST or is it spelled 50?
51ST.
51ST. 51st Street. Fort Lauderdale?
Yeah, Fort Lauderdale. 33312, I think.
33312, yes. Now, Han, I got a question for you here. We can provide a phone number to redirect back over to you. It's just a phone number to track the calls. Now, it's totally up to you. It doesn't cost you anything more or less or anything like that. It actually comes with the package. Some of my customers like it. Some of my customers just rather have their own phone number because they've been in business for a while. Do you want us?
We have about 120 shirts already printed.
With your phone number on there?
My phone number, this one, 954-826-0578.
Okay, then I'm just going to keep it then, so that way we don't mess anything up, so that way it matches the shirts that you have as well, okay?
Exactly.
Okay, perfect. And then you don't have a website, correct?
No, we don't.
Okay. Did you want us to build one, or do you need one, or...?
If you build one, is it an extra cost? What is it in the package? What is?
So it is just a one-time fee for it, but for us to manage it and host it, it would just be in the $249. So for us to build it, it would be an additional $299 to build the website. But then month to month for us to host it, manage it, if you guys wanted to add or take off services, add pictures, it just falls in that $249 month to month to host.
Yeah. Did you send me pictures of any existing websites you guys did?
I don't think we talked about websites last time, to be honest.
No.
No.
I had 1,000 different calls about different things, so I'm starting to not remember what it is.
Yeah, you're a business owner. You probably get calls from everybody.
Exactly. That's how it is.
Yeah. I mean, we do professional websites. We've built our own website also, too. I don't know if you know who Vivint Solar is, but we actually built their website. They're a massive corporation now. I mean, we do customized websites, so it's up to you if you want it. You don't necessarily need it, but I know some customers are like, I absolutely want a website, and then some customers are like, I'll wait for now. It just depends on what you want to do with your online presence.
Let's wait at least a month. Well, let's wait a month.
Okay.
But please send me some links to websites you guys have made.
Okay.
Just do the package now.
Okay. Perfect. I just want to make sure there. Okay. And then, Han, your name, is it just short for something or is it H-A-N?
No, H-A-N-S.
Hans. Okay, Hans. And then what's your last name?
S-K-O-V.
S-K-O-V?
Yep.
How do you say that? Golf?
We say skull in Danish, but I have no idea how you pronounce it in English.
Okay. My last name is hard too, but mine's long though. So mine's Molenkamp, and it's like it's German. So people see that and they're like, I'm just gonna call you Charlie.
So we're all neighbors.
Yeah, yeah, we're all the same. Yeah. Don't matter how you slice the pie, we're all the same.
Yeah. All right.
Awesome, awesome. So, okay, let me just make sure I have everything correct here with your Google Business profile. I don't want anything to do so. For the services that you provide, you're doing circuit breaker installation, drywall installation repair, replacements, circuit breaker repair, electrical installation and replacement, electrical panel repair, right?
Yes.
And okay. And
right now we would like to not focus on paintwork, but get some advertisement out for paintwork.
For paintwork. Okay. I want to make sure that's in there as well. And then you guys do like plumbing installation replacement as well still too?
We do plumbing installation and replacement for some jobs just because we have other jobs we would like to focus on new installation.
Okay.
But we don't focus on, well, we can install new toilets, but if there's customers who have clogged pipes or anything, we don't mainly do that.
We can,
but it's just a messy job and we don't want to do it.
Gotcha. Yeah. No, when you start handling plumbing, anything that has to deal with water is a messy job.
Yeah, exactly.
I used to work for a fire company and I actually used to do sprinklers. So the sprinkler lines above, I used to install those. I used to repair those. Oh man. When you would do a repair for that, and you would have to pop off the head, you would have to turn the whole pipe and take off the whole, like, line. That water just nasty. It smelled so gross.
I thought that was cleaner water.
Oh, no, it comes out black.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, it actually, so it is clean water, but because they use, like, galvanized pipe, it comes out black at first, and it smells so gross. So once the black of the black water leaves, then it comes out clear. But the water that's just sitting there, no, don't drink it, is what they say.
Yeah, exactly.
So, okay, oh, that got to your face. Yeah, I learned a lot from that job. We had some pretty fun times. The people I worked with was just amazing. So I love it. But now I know a lot about that stuff.
The more the work sucks, the more fun you actually have with your coworkers, because everybody is in the same boat. You all know it sucks and you know it has to be done.
Yeah, exactly. And I think that's why it was so fun, because I actually worked with this guy. He was originally from South Africa, and we were doing kitchen in it was like Ansel Systems, and man, that guy was the funniest dude. And he was like, "It sucks, but what am I going to be? I'm going to be mad about it. I got to do the job anyways. We might as well have some fun." And I'm like, "All right,
exactly. So that's the right mindset."
Sounds like a plan. Yeah. So, that guy I still talk to that guy actually today. So we have a good friendship.
Yeah. No, that's great. And that's the people you want to work with. I'm always trying to find guys like that.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, they're hard to find. I will say that. Cause there are a lot of, negative people out there that, this sucks, everything, but you got to do with the purpose of what you're doing. And I feel like, when you're, when you're bringing something like what you're doing, where you're doing handyman work, you're in people's homes and stuff like that, you're building something,
yeah,
there's a purpose there to bring that satisfaction for the customer that's like, wow, this is what I'm going to live in. You know what I mean? And when you find those people, it's just, I mean, your company starts to skyrocket as well.
I want positive guys because I want, if people have guests or anything,
mm-hmm,
I want them to see the guy that's working there in the background to be smiling or at least happy. I don't want them to dress ugly like sweatshirts and stuff. I want
right.
them to look presentable because you are in people's home and, yeah.
Yeah, positivity goes a long way. Negative goes a long way too, but it goes bad.
The wrong way.
It goes the wrong way, yeah. You want to go up, not down. So, okay. So, Han, I got everything set up here for you for the tech team as well with the services you provide. Now, I know you're in Fort Lauderdale, but you go to Miami. Do you do a 50-mile radius, or are you trying to target like more of like a 20-mile radius?
Depends. 20-mile radius for small jobs, 50 for medium-sized. And what is medium-sized? That's probably $3,000 and up.
Okay.
That's where they start. But something that takes more than a day or two.
Okay. Yeah, you don't want to be driving out 50 miles just for a doorknob fix.
Exactly.
Right. And that's the good thing about this deal here is, like, you're not – even if you get a call for 50 miles out for that, you could say, hey, that's really out of my my area. I can do it.
Yep.
But then you're not losing money if you don't take the job, because this isn't like a call-per-click type deal, right, like I talked about
exactly.
before.
Exactly.
So
that's what I hate about Yelp.
Yeah, Yelp, and you were gonna, and Angie's is the same way that you were gonna go with. So.
Yeah.
Okay.
I feel like Yelp is just trying to suck me dry, bro.
Yeah.
They're sending me so many bad leads. If I called them and I said, "Hey, what the fuck?" Like.
Yeah. You're like, hey buddy, can you send me somebody that, you know, I could actually work with here?
Exactly. No, they send me a lead on a receptacle. I've had a ton of leads, one or two receptacles that needs to be done 30 miles away, and they charge $75 for the lead or $50. And when they signed me up, they said the lead was, I think, $30 for small jobs. And then I asked them, what is a small job? They said, that's a job that takes at least a day. I said, all right, that seems reasonable. But a receptacle takes 10 minutes. I'm like,
oh,
can't make money off of that.
Yeah, after you pay your insurance, your gas, you're going 60-mile round trip for, you know, a 10-minute job, and they're charging you $75. Wow. That's crazy.
Yeah, no, there's no money in it. The job itself is not even worth $75.
Well, I mean, there's no money in it for you. It's money in it for Yelp.
they make a good living.
Yeah. They make the good living there.
Yeah. No,
so, no, you won't have to worry about that. This, like I said, we're going to set up the Facebook campaigns for you as well. Set up the Facebook page so that way you have that business Facebook page that you have. And then your Google business profile, and then once you start receiving calls, you don't have to pay per lead. It's just set at that $249 flat rate month to month, and then that's it, okay?
That's perfect. Yeah, that's perfect. Much better than yours.
Okay. Now, for the card itself that you're going to put on file, is it going to be a business card, or is it just going to be a debit, a master, a Visa,
it's
credit
just
card?
It's just a normal debit. Okay. Because, right now I'm just trying out all these. I don't know if I'm going to put it on the business later.
Okay. So on the debit card itself, does it just have your first and last name, or is there a middle initial there?
It has a middle name. Can I send an SMS to this number? I'll send you.
Let me see here. I'll send you a text right now, and then you can send me the your name. I'm going to put send here, and I'm going to send it to you.
Yep.
Okay, I just sent you a message there.
That's the name on the card.
Okay. Let me see here. Okay. And then the billing address is still the 3004 Southwest 51st Street, Fort Lauderdale?
That's the business address. Let's put billing address as 2661.
Mm-hmm.
54.
2661. 51st or 54th?
54th.
Okay.
554. PL.
Uh-huh.
And Fort Lauderdale. Fort Lauderdale, 33312.
Okay. Okay, and then the card itself, is it going to be a Visa or a MasterCard?
That's a Visa.
Okay, and then I'm ready when you are for the card number itself.
Okay. 4482.
Mm-hmm.
3301.
Mm-hmm.
3519.
Mm-hmm.
8604.
Okay. And then the expiration date?
10/26.
Okay. And then the security code on the back?
744.
Perfect. Now, Han, I'm going to set you up with a security question here. So we never here at Local Slash share or sell any of your information. When we do call you, we always want to be sure that we're talking to you. So we're going to ask you a security question. Protects us and it protects you. So that way you always know that you're talking to us and we're talking to you. Okay?
Yep.
Okay, so I have three questions. You can have one. I have your mother's maiden name, the city you were born in, or your first pet's name. Which one would you like?
Let's do city I was born in.
City you were born in. What city was that?
I will send you the name here.
Okay.
Yeah.
Are you from the States or are you from
No, I was born in Denmark. I moved here 2 years ago.
Okay. Oh, you moved here 2 years ago. Well, welcome. Awesome. And you've and you've been to Florida this whole time?
Yep.
Okay. How do you like Florida so far?
I like it. I like the weather and I like the action. People are wild.
Yeah.
People are not normal down here.
Well, welcome to America.
Thank you.
That's funny. If you think Florida is crazy, you should definitely explore a little bit of California. Go to LA and you'll have a fun time there.
That's crazy too.
Yeah, oh, for sure. It's crazy.
Yeah. I was in Vegas, and on the hotel, the guy screamed out, "Welcome to the craziest city in America." I said, "I'm from Miami." He said, "Oh, shit, second craziest."
yeah, that's hilarious. Yeah, no, Vegas is crazy too. I actually just came back from Vegas with my friends and oh my gosh, we had a blast. It was fun. Place. But yeah, it is it is pretty crazy. But if you go to LA, you'll see some cool stuff. You go to New York, every part of the United States is different. That's what just makes it so crazy. So Florida, you kind of have like, depending on the area, you it's kind of like more American Cuban mix. You go over to Los Angeles, it's more American Mexican mix. Same thing like with Texas. You go up to New York, it's more American Puerto Rican mix and Italian, Irish. It's crazy. So just depending on where you want to go and have fun, that's where you go. For sure.
Yeah.
So that's
I look
awesome.
Forward.
So,
New York and California are the two big ones I want to go to, but yeah.
New York, California, you have LA, which is really good. You know, it's mixed with like LA, Orange County, which is really cool. You got the beaches there. And then if you go up north, you have San Francisco. So San Francisco, is pretty cool too. That's more of like a fast paced city, but everything's more crammed in together and everybody lives on top of each other, almost like New York type deal. So just kind of pick your poison. That's all I say. So, nice. I have everything here for you set up. What I'm going to do before I make any type of purchases for you, Han, I'm going to walk you through what's called a voice verification. So for us as a Google Channel Premier partner, this will be sent to you in writing. This is an added form of protection for you as well. So I'm just going to walk you through this really quickly. If you have a question, just say, Charlie, what do you mean by that? And then I'll be able to answer that or clarify it for you. I just want to make sure you have a firm understanding before we move forward, okay?
Yep.
Okay, here we go. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash, and it is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Maintenance made simple.
Perfect. Please state your name and title within the business.
Han Gold, and I'm the CEO.
Awesome. You are authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business, correct?
I didn't hear the question.
You are authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business, correct?
Yes.
Awesome. And then you are an authorized user on the billing of this account, right?
Yes.
Perfect. Han, to get results as fast as possible, it's important that you're actively involved in your campaign. As a result of increased visibility, please be advised you may receive calls from third-party vendors unrelated to Local Splash. You will be provided a security question to verify the call is coming from us and not another company. So that's the city you were born in, okay?
Yes.
Perfect. And then do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from us?
Yes.
Perfect. In hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the terms of your agreement?
Yes.
Awesome. Your payment for initial term and account setup will be charged today, which I actually took the account setup away, so it's just the term. Today is January 29th in the non-refundable amount of the $249. When the second payment is complete, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the 29th in the amount of $249. This is a recurring payment. Now, Han, if you ever wanted to discontinue or pause your agreement at any time, contact client support at 877-635-6225. And if you want me to email that, I will email that to you as well, okay?
I would like that, yes.
Okay. And then to prevent charges for your next month of service, contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing is due. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Perfect. Now, I am going to set up a onboarding call with you and my tech team. They're just going to walk through everything. They're going to verify, make sure that way we don't have any discrepancies and we can get this ball rolling for you very fast. What's a good time for you today? Because I know you wanted to do everything today.
That can be in, let's do in 3 hours. So what's that? 2 o'clock Florida time.
Florida time. Okay, so unfortunately, I do have that all booked up. Can we do 5 o'clock Florida time?
I'm going to a meeting tonight.
Okay.
We can also do it tomorrow morning. When can you guys?
Tomorrow's more open. I will say I can do it. Let's see. I can do it at 1 p.m. if you would like. Florida time.
Yeah.
If that's okay.
That's okay. What do you need from me? Do you need me to be at my computer, or do you just need me over the phone?
No, over the phone is fine. They're going to email everything to you as well. They're just going to make sure that, you know, everything that you have that you want to target, specific cities and zip codes, or also to services. I already have all the services here that you want to target, and then in that 50-mile radius, but they're just going to verify. My father always said, do it right the first time so you don't have to go back and do it again. So it's kind of like, you know, check twice before we go and push everything out. That call may take around 30 to 45 minutes, okay? So just to be aware there for you, okay?
Okay, that's good.
Okay. Now, I did send everything over to you in email, like I promised, and I sent a couple text messages to you as well. I do need you, let's see here, I sent you a couple text messages, and I apologize for bombarding you with the text messages.
No problem.
There's one that reads, and let me get it, pull it up here for you here, because there's a couple of them, I guarantee you. Yeah. Okay. The very last text message I sent you was Hans.
Yep.
Thank you for choosing Local Splash. We sent a copy of your invoice to the email we have on file. Please click here, and it says my.localsplash.com/terms. Click that. That's going to take you to the terms and conditions. That's the service agreement outline for us that what we're going to do for you. There's 2 checkboxes on the bottom. There's the SMS, and then there's you are the card authorization holder. Sign your name as it says, your first, middle, and last. And then it's going to take you to a Local Splash login form with the username and password. Let me know when you get there, okay?
Yep.
You're there?
I'm at the site now. I'm filling in my email.
You're at the username and password?
Local Splash, Google verification.
Oh, no, no. Not the Google verification. Did you do the terms and agreements?
So it should have
been the text message where it says the URL reads my.localsplash.com/terms, and it has your phone number on the back of it. That's the one you have to click on. Now, once you click on it, it's going to take you to Local Splash Terms of Experience. It should read at the top, and then it'll have 2 checkboxes on the bottom.
Yep.
And then it'll have your first, middle, and last name, and then you're just going to click to sign here, which you're just going to type your name, and then you're going to hit confirm signature, and it's going to take you to a login form with the username and password.
So I just generate a new username.
Are you there?
Yep.
Okay, so you're at the username and password. Don't do anything yet.
Yes.
Okay. My my tech team is going to give you the login credentials for that. They're going to walk you through. So they're going to build it for you within a couple of hours here, and then they're going to call you, and then they're going to walk you through that process. This is going to be your tracking system that I was talking to you about, that you're going to be able to track the calls, the clicks. Actually, no calls, because we kept your phone number the same. So you're going to track the clicks, your Facebook campaigns, and then you're going to be able to track the location of searches as well. Okay?
That sounds really good.
Perfect, perfect. Let me see here. Let me just make sure I have everything. I also did send you an email with the a calendar for Google the Google profile for the Google Calendar. It's just stating that at 1 p.m. today, we're going to call you, so about 1:15. It might say 10 a.m., but that's Pacific Standard Time. So you just hit
no problem. You just hit
yes on there, and then from there, it's just letting my tech team know, hey, we're calling Han at this time, and he's agreed at that time that that's okay for us to call you. It's going to come from that 877 number, though, okay, the one that I emailed you, and then the one that's going to be our customer service line. They're calling you on that one, all right? Okay. Now, Han, I want to formally welcome you to Local Splash. I want to say welcome to Local Splash. We are a family here, so I want to say welcome to the family.
Well, thank you so much, Tony.
No problem. We're going to do everything we can to hurry up and get this matter up and running for you on Google. Like I said, it is that 30 to 45 days, but we're going to get it for you going, and my tech team is going to call you. I'm going to work on your account here and get this over to them very quickly so they can call you within an hour or so, and then that way we can get this ball rolling for you today, okay? All right. If you have any questions, don't feel free to call that 877 number. That's our customer service line. Your account manager will call you at 1, okay? But if you ever need to get a hold of me, you could always email me. You have my email there. Or you could always call me as well, okay?
Yeah, I got your email. Perfect.
Yeah. Perfect. Cool. All right, Han. Well, we'll call you in a little bit. Let me get working here on this so that way we have something to come to the table with here at 1 p.m. your time, okay?
That sounds really good. Thank you so much.
All right, Han, no problem. I'll talk to you soon.
Talk to you soon. Have a good one.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye.